We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, on the phone with us right now, we have Margaret Morris, who is the Director of Community Services for Seneca County. Thank you for taking a little time to join us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, as well as can be expected. How are you guys doing?
About the same.
We're good, yeah.
I think that's probably the response that we're getting from most people. So, Margaret, can you explain a little bit about what it is that you do?
Sure. So I'm the Director of Community Services for Seneca County. Every county in the state of New York has a mental hygiene director. They're called different things like mental health commissioner or mental health director or director of community services. And essentially we're oversee all of the funding that comes from the state of New York and passes through to the community-based organizations in our community who provide services to persons with disabilities. So like the Office of Mental Health and the Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services and the Office for Persons with Developmental Disabilities. And so we monitor those contracts and ensure that all of the people in our communities have access to quality services. In Seneca County, we also are lucky enough to operate our own substance use disorder and mental health services. So I'm also essentially the director of all of those services as well.
Can you talk a little bit about how the COVID-19 outbreak and people needing to be in you know, mostly quarantine here has affected those services and affected your job and what you have to do on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. So as soon as we heard about the need to reduce staff and send people home, we had kind of been ramping up for telehealth services here in Seneca County for really the last 2 years. So we really, I feel we're super lucky. The transition to providing services to our clients and to our community was fairly smooth. Within 3 days of the governor's announcement, we had almost all of our staff working remotely from home with laptops. They're all utilizing video conferencing technology as well as the telephone to provide services. So all of our services, psychiatry, psychotherapy, group therapy, crisis services, family therapy, all of our services to persons with substance use disorder and mental health disorders are being provided via telehealth, so video or telephone. The only services we are providing face-to-face are, injections, which obviously you need to have the person there.
Sure.
And then, we do have a skeleton crew here in the offices in case we have someone with a crisis or someone for whatever reason doesn't have the ability to connect via a telephone or via video. And we have had a couple of people who, for various reasons, don't have that ability. So we have met with them in person.
Now, I mean, obviously a huge part of all of this is a mental health concern because of the isolation people are now finding themselves in. People's schedules are upside down now. Typically, as humans, we like some structure, we like some order. And when that gets turned upside down on us, that can certainly lead to just kind of losing it a little bit. What has the response been like from your clients and kind of the general public that you've witnessed or observed?
I think that you hit the nail on the head. Social isolation is a huge factor for people's mental health or lack of. We are social beings. We thrive on social connections. In fact, for lots of people with substance use disorders or mental health disorders, the stigma related to those disorders or even just some of the symptoms of disorders impacting people socially is really probably the number one disabling effect of those disorders, the lack of social connection. So this has certainly exacerbated that problem. So I think the key to providing support in our communities really is figuring out, being creative, figuring out ways to keep people socially connected. And I think that what I'm seeing has been really encouraging, how all of the communities in the Finger Lakes, and I can only speak for the Finger Lakes communities, have risen to the occasion in really stepping up and making sure that their services are in place in ways that can keep people socially connected through technology. You know, if we had to have something like this happen, I'm so thankful that it has happened in an age of technology where we can keep people socially connected. So, for example, AA meetings, NA meetings, all of those recovery supports are happening online. And what I'm hearing from people all over our community is that they're attending meetings not only with people locally, virtually, but also all across the globe. People are going to AA and NA meetings with people in Australia, in other countries. So, you know, it's kind of, these boundaries that we have in our communities have really been eliminated by moving into the virtual world of recovery. So that's like pretty cool.
It really sounds like you guys, this has almost been more of a positive than a negative, in the sense that like you're opening up your clients' mindset to like other stories and other cultures and people that are going through the same thing as them that they never even in their wildest dreams thought that they would meet or hear. So that's really amazing. For your clients that maybe they need that like reassurance, or they need that stability of seeing someone once a week, every day, whatever the case may be, how are they holding up with all of this?
So what we've been able to do, which has been just so awesome. So we have one of the newer services for a lot of agencies, but for us as well, made possible by grants out there to support, for the most part, opioid use disorder through the Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse, is the delivery of peer services. And so we actually have two full-time peers here in our clinic. And so what we've actually done is that they're doing like what we're calling, for lack of a better way, drive-bys. Uh-huh. So we're connecting with all of our clients by phone. And for those clients who we're concerned about, or who are saying like, I need to just like see a familiar face, I'm feeling isolated, is we're actually deploying our peers into the community. And they're like doing these scheduled drive-bys where they can like connect with people like from the vehicle. Like people are coming out onto their porches and we're waving to them.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And seeing them, and our patients, our clients are saying that that's just been incredibly important to them, because you're right to really, it's one thing to be connecting virtually, but, you know, to be able to see people and be familiar, to know that people care about you is so important. So that's kind of how we've chosen to do that, and we're getting a really great response, from our community members and our patients.
That's awesome. Again, talking to Margaret Morse, the Director of Community Services for Seneca County, can we take a moment to talk about coping and kind of the good kind of coping and the bad kind of coping. Because when it comes down to it, pretty much everyone is a little more stressed than normal, and some type of coping needs to take place. I think it was just the other day, the World Health Organization wrote an article saying how, don't turn to drinking as the way to cope through getting through this quarantine. Can you talk a bit about that?
For sure. I mean, I think in times of trauma in general, those are times where we are all, any one of us, at risk for increasing our use of alcohol and substances in ways that are unhealthy. So, I think that everyone should be aware of utilizing healthy coping techniques, particularly in times of trauma and crisis. And so certainly for those people predisposed to substance use disorder and mental health disorders, where they may already have challenges with utilizing positive, healthy coping mechanisms, that there is additional risk. So we would certainly want people to utilize other forms of coping. So for example, exercise, meditation, other mindfulness practices, making sure that you're getting good sleep, trying to keep yourself in some sort of structure for your day, reaching out for help whenever possible if you feel you're really struggling. Making sure you're staying connected with friends and family, utilizing technology as much as possible, and reducing your not that you necessarily want to hear this being in the media, but keeping your exposure to media at a healthy level.
The other media, the scary media, not us, we're fun.
Right,
we're the fun media.
Yes, the other media. Yeah, because of course—
We highlight good stories all the time. Yeah.
We'll give you balance, don't worry, I promise.
Thank you, yes, exactly. I think that's a good point, actually. There's media right now that's not just focused on, the horrors of COVID-19 and what's going on around the world, that there are ways that you can connect with media that are going to show some really positive stories about what's going on. Cause there's so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good that's going on in our world and in our and locally right now, the best of humans comes out during these times of crisis. And it's just such a great thing to see that. So yeah, but to really limit, your exposure to media that's just 24/7 COVID-19, because that really can increase stress and anxiety.
Totally. Really great stuff. Margaret Morris, the Director of Community Services for Seneca County, thanks for taking a little time to talk to us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Margaret.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Of course. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.